Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
David Hochberg, who cares about the details? You hear him frequently here on WGN Radio. He's the Vice President of Lending at Homeside Financial and the host of Home Sweet Home Chicago on WGN Radio Saturdays at 10 a.m. You know that floor cleaning product that you push on Saturdays?
That we promote, Mr. Floor Wood Cleaning Product, and a variety of other cleaning products, surfaces, yes.
So I used it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's delicious.
Isn't it great?
I have this one big wood floor that I haven't dusted or cleaned in a while. It's on the third floor of kind of an attic-y place. Anyway, I thought, let's just see what this does.
It's amazing.
It was a game changer.
It's unbelievable. And if you get one of those poly micro mops.
I didn't have one of those.
You get one, that'll change it even more because you just take the spray bottle, spray it down, and that microbial mop, you know what I'm saying? It's a soft mop.
I've seen them.
That you just rip off, put in the washing machine, pull it back out, and you just reuse it over and over again. That changes it even more because you could cover a ton of area. It goes a long way and does a great job cleaning.
Well, the liquid is a little, I don't want to say oily, but it's not like a liquid detergent, you know? It does have a little slickness to it, like it's an oil going into the wood or something. I don't know what it is.
It's a proprietary product that is all made with all natural products. So if you have kids with any type of allergies, you don't have to worry about any of that because it's made with all natural stuff.
So this is a wood floor cleaning product.
Mr. Floor has a wood floor cleaning product. He has a cabinet cleaning product. He has a ceramic floor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I use it. I have a gym in my house, and I have that rubber mat. I use it down there.
Ooh, I've got a little mat, too.
Yeah, so he's got a product for that. I've got vinyl tile in my basement. I used it on that.
Product for that?
Yeah. He's got on vinyl tile.
You only gave me the one for the wood floor.
That's all you asked for. Would you care for other samples?
Perhaps I could purchase them like normal people do.
Okay, we'll get you a sample, and if you like them, you could purchase on the second round.
You give away those things like hotcakes on your show.
If you call in, you have your choice of a cleaning product, and all of our listeners could go to MrFloor.com, type in promo code WGN, and get a discount off your first order.
Well, it made a difference in this I won't say room because I'm not done yet. I was just kind of sampling it to see.
It's amazing.
I was going to send you a picture, but then I didn't.
Yeah.
So welcome to the studio, David.
Thank you.
That's a preview of what your show does sometimes. You help people with real estate issues and questions and financing. And you pointed out to us the other day this sentence in a servicesolutions.com blog. According to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, total U.S. household debt grew by more than $1 trillion to a total of $15.6 trillion in 2021.
Yeah. So what do Americans do better than anybody else in the world?
Spend
money that we don't have.
I thought we were doing a better job during the pandemic. I thought folks were saving more. Credit card debt went down. I think it went back up.
It went back up exponentially because we flooded the market with all that. Well, you were just talking about it. We flooded the market with all the money.
But that was cash. That wasn't always credit card.
But the people, our listeners, either use the cash to pay down credit cards or use the cash to go buy other things. A ton of business owners, I think you were just talking about this, a ton of business owners received money that didn't need to receive money, and they went out and bought stuff too. So, and then you have student loan debt. Ray Kaplan's talked about it in nauseam. She's coming up on this Saturday show. Hasn't paid those student loan holders of student loan debt, haven't paid a student loan in over 2 years. So that money's going back into the economy. So, or it's being used to make bigger purchases, right?
But those are all good things, aren't they?
That's those are all good things, but not for these individuals that are pushing the debt up. Fourth quarter debt, credit card debt increased by over $50 billion. And now you've got, couple that with the increase in the short-term interest rates. All that's going to start coming back to roost eventually. And I saw this in 2007, John. I saw it. I lived it. And the signs are there.
I don't think you lived it. I think you lived something, and it's not this. And it may have the same ending, but it wasn't issues with the pipeline. It wasn't a pandemic. It wasn't a war in Ukraine.
It was the easy flow of money, though.
Okay, well, so maybe we're going to end up the same place. But I think the first year and a half of this, first 2 years, we've been talking like this. The pipeline issue will resolve itself and things will get better. People weren't anticipating maybe the rise in interest rates. But, David, I'm hearing from people on the business lunch who are optimistic still. I mean, yeah, inflation's an issue, but they're optimistic that we're going to get through this without some sort of really painful, long-lasting recession.
Right. I'm not saying that the I'm not an economist, and I listen to the lunch, and I listen to a bunch of other and watch a bunch of other financial news shows, and there are experts out there saying that if there is a recession, it's going to be short-lived, and that the stock market, the reason the stock market's going crazy, an expert said yesterday, is because the businesses and the traders think that whatever happens, a recession is imminent, it's coming. But we'll get through it, and they're trading past the recession.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, and I'm just like, wow, I never thought of that. Because in the general rule of thought, when I was in business school, was as interest rates go up, people pull money out of the stock market, put it in the safety of bonds because yields go up, and you make money there. And then when things turn around, when rates come down, you take money out of bonds and you put it into a little riskier stock market to get a greater return and greater risk. They're like all of that type of common theory that used to be the traders down on the floor that are trading are just continuing to trade past the recession because they know that the interest rates are going to come down in any type of recession. What happens? You got to stimulate the economy by dropping rates and then everything gets crazy again and you start rocking and rolling.
But interest rates are high right now. For mortgages, yes. What are you looking at?
If you're perfect, right? Perfect, pristine, 20% down, your high fours, low fives. Depending on, it's so volatile that I have to say that because I
good credit score and 20% down and you're going to be around five.
Yeah, you're going to be in the neighborhood of 5%.
30-year fixed.
30-year fixed loan.
And are you putting any down on that?
20% down.
Yeah, pardon me, we just did that.
Yeah.
I guess you're not paying for points or anything like that.
No, but I will tell you what the scumbags, okay, because this happens all the time. There's lenders that come in and do faulty advertising, which drives me crazy. And I see it on the expressways, right? Companies that pop up, okay? Better.com was another one, right? Better.com came in at a no place 2 years ago and started quoting rates a half a point lower. Well, that was great, right, for the consumer. Problem is, it's not a sustainable business model. And what happened? Rates went up. They laid off a bunch of people. Then they laid off 50% of the people that were left. And this guy's losing his rear end, okay? So if you're in a sustainable business model, right, you're going to be honest with the listener. You're going to be honest with the consumer. Be careful of what you're seeing on the expressways with these low rates. They're quoting you 30-year amortized loans, but they're not necessarily 30-year fixed loans, okay?
What is the difference between 4% and 5%, or 3.5% and 4.5%, because that's kind of where we've been living
Sure. Lately.
And I say, well, but it's still not 10 like we used to pay. So how does that change my monthly payments?
Well, it jacks you up about $90 a month from 3 to 4, and another $90 a month from 4 to 5 on every $100,000 that you borrow.
Oh, really? Hold on, okay. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah,
$90 for every $100,000.
Every $100,000 that
so
you
if you go
up
from a $300,000 house, $400,000 house. So $90. So if you go from 300,000, so I don't know what I'm saying here. I don't know what I'm doing. So if you go,
here's what matters right now for every $100,000 that you borrow,
yeah,
it used to cost you about $350 to $400. Now it's costing about $525, $530. So when our borrowers are going out on the street, and I'm like, here's the number you use, right? For every $100,000 you want to finance without PMI, without taxes and insurance, figure in about $550. Always go high.
$550.
$550 for every $100,000 you want to finance. $200,000, it's $1,100. $400,000, it's $2,200 principal and interest. Add your taxes, insurance, and then if you have PMI. Before, it used to be $400, right? When the rates were down in the twos, it used to be $375 to $4. Now I'm telling all of our clients, all of our borrowers, $550, and it could go up to $650 if you don't have pristine credit. Okay.
So the monthly payment then for that $400,000 home goes from about $1,600 to about $2,000.
Yeah.
So does that then, so some people say, then I'm out. I'm not going to buy that house.
Or you have to buy a less expensive home. And that's what's happening. Okay. Amy Kite was on the show last weekend. She basically told all of her agents, to go back and have do the shoot up in the interest rates. And I've been telling her, I'm like, better fasten your seatbelt and keep and make sure that your agents are going out getting updated pre-approval letters. And that's what's happening. She's had a couple of her buyers completely fall out altogether, and then a couple of her buyers lose $75,000 to $100,000 worth of borrowing power.
I got to take a break. It's 11:45. You may have a question for David Hochberg from Homeside Financial, 312-981-7200. Is there a way around that, David? How about a variable rate mortgage?
Or love them.
Something else. Let's talk about that in a minute. Some calls and some text messages for David Hochberg. He's in our studio, Vice President of Lending at Homeside Financial. How come you're not the president of lending at Homeside Financial? Aren't you Homeside Financial?
Nope. We just have a Midwest division here. I have enough responsibilities with Vice President. I'm good with Vice President.
I'm going to ask you if we can make you President of Homeside Financial.
You could. You'd have to talk to Michael Baines out in Maryland and take it up with him. He does a great job as President, and Michael could have that title. I have no interest in the title. No. Mike's a good guy. Zero interest in being the president of Home.
David's also the host of Home Sweet Home Chicago on this radio station Saturdays at 10 a.m. Variable rate mortgages are way around the rising rates.
Love them. Back in the day when the 30-year fixed was in the twos, there was no spread between an ARM and a fixed rate
loan.
Lock it in, right? It didn't make any sense because it was basically the same rate. Now that we're starting to see a little spread in the yield curve, the ARMs are back. Okay, so adjustable rate mortgages. There are 10 and 15-year adjustable rate mortgages that are amortized over 360 months, which means it pays that you pay it as if it's a 30-year fixed loan, so the payment is spread out over 30 years like a regular 30-year fixed loan, but the payment's only fixed for 7, 10, or 15 years. Let's face it, most of our listeners are only going to be in their home for 7, 10, or 15 years. If you've got kids going into high school, right? And I stress this. If your kid's going to high school and you know as soon as Sally or Johnny or whatever, you know, is walking down the aisle to get his or her diploma, and you know that house is going on the market, and you know you got a shelf life of 7 to 10 years, a 15-year fixed ARM at a lower rate than what you're in is a perfect option for you. And another thing is this, we were talking during the break. Once our listeners get into their heads that the rates are no longer in the threes, because we're no longer in the threes on a 30-year fixed amortized loan. We're out of the threes. I've been warning our listeners for months. CNBC finally did a story, so now I'm forwarding the story because now it's in writing, right? So now that CNBC did a story, here you go. Everything I've been saying is now in writing. And they're delayed, okay? So that's old and was, you know, a couple of days ago.
Should have listened to WGN. You would have known that.
I've been telling you since January to do something. So here, the bottom line is this. It's not about the rate. It's about the monthly payment. Our listeners, as we just talked about in the other segment, are loading up on credit card debt, right? We just added $54 billion as a country last quarter. That's going to continue because everything got more expensive first quarter than it was second quarter. So that $54 billion, when the next report comes out in 90 days, it's probably going to be greater than $54 billion, is my guess. All of that debt is now costing more money. What do we still have? We still have the equity in our homes because the equity has run up. We haven't seen a slip yet. I'm anticipating a slip in values somewhere within the next 6 to 9 months, okay? So take advantage of the equity that you have. It's always less expensive to use your home's equity to pay off high interest rate credit card debt that is only going to continue to go higher.
What is the cost of that? What is the rate on borrowing against your home?
It's going to start with a 5. It might even be, you know, mid to high 5. I got a guy right now, a buddy of mine. I've known him for 30 years, okay? We're doing a 95% cash out. Okay, we're
really
taking out up to 95. We're doing a rate and term on this first. He's coming out of an ARM. Here's another thing. If you have an ARM, I used to tell our listeners, stick it out. You know, what do you got to lose? You're in an ARM. You got to take a look getting into a fixed rate loan right now. Or another ARM.
Isn't there a cap on what those adjust to, though?
Well, sure. But if you're at 3 and it's going to go up 2 points, you're going to be sitting at 5.
Okay, so this 95% guy.
So it's 95% guy. $145,000 worth of credit card debt. Makes 300 grand a year, 740 credit scores. Everything's good. He's coming out of an ARM. And long story short, I did a rate and term refinance on his first loan. I did a home equity line of credit up to 95% of the value of his home, wiping out all credit card debt. Rate of the first loan, because of the two loans together, 5.5% full closing cost credit on both loans.
How much money does that guy make?
Over $300,000 a year.
And he had how much credit card debt?
$145,000, living in an $800,000 house in the northern suburbs.
You know, there's a lot of those people. I'm not judging. I just don't know how that
it's life.
Happens.
Well, here's what happened. His wife, self-employed small business owner, got crushed during COVID. He has two kids. One kid's in travel baseball, travel hockey. The other kid's in travel lacrosse, travel soccer. Okay. Again, gas just went up. It's costing them an extra $350 to $75 a month to load up their cars. Food's gone up. Everything's gone up. Real estate taxes where he lives is absolutely ridiculous. Okay. In Lake County. So long story short, we're saving him $2,500 a month. His rate on the first loan is 5.5%. I've known him 30 years. He's like, what's going on with the rate? I'm like, listen, Spartacus, you have $145,000 worth of debt, right? We're saving you 30 G's a year in credit card in payments. Use that money. Don't talk to me about the rate. Use that money. Pay down the HELOC, right? Reduce your risk. And when the HELOC's done in 3 to 4 or 5 years, because he gets big bonuses, he's going to focus on paying it down. Then focus on paying down the first loan. What it's all about.
Is his name really Spartacus?
Yeah, Spartacus. I call him Sparky.
This is John. You're on WGN Radio with David Hochberg. John, what can we do for you? You're on the air.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
What's up, bud?
I have a HELOC loan for about $100,000.
Yep.
And I have the ability to pay it all off. But I'm wondering what would interest rates do to that HELOC if I just left it and paid it monthly?
Well, what's it doing? It's going to go up a quarter of a point. So your payment's probably going to go up on $100,000. I don't know, $20 a month. So, I mean, listen, the HELOC, if you've got the money to pay it off, why pay the interest on it when you could go back and pull it out at any single time, right? Because you got a HELOC. How many years you got left on your HELOC?
Well, it's just an open line of credit.
Right, so. But how many years until it's usually a 10-year term. How many years have you had the HELOC open?
3.
All right, so you got 7 more years typically. Check with what you have. Not going to make any assumptions, but you should have about, if it's a typical HELOC, another 7 years. If you got 100 G's sitting in the bank, what's that costing you now? About $300-$400 a month?
What do you mean costing?
Yeah.
You?
He's got 100,000.
Well, that's fine.
He's got 100,000 on his HELOC. He's got to make a minimum payment on your HELOC every month, right, John?
Yeah, but didn't you say you have the $100,000 you could pay that off?
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's got got $100,000.
I could, but do I want to take $100,000 out of the bank to pay it or just keep paying $20 extra a month?
Are you making more on the money sitting in the bank or
than it's costing you on the loan? No.
Well, there's your answer.
No.
I mean, that's the problem right now is where you're going to go to get a better rate than what it's costing you. So go ahead and pay off the loan.
Even if you get a quarter point higher, which is saving then the passbook account should go up a quarter point because they just raised short-term rates. It's still going to be cheaper for you, John, on the phone. If you've got $100,000 in the bank, sweep it over to the HELOC, knock the HELOC down. You have the HELOC open in a God forbid holy moly situation that you could go back in and pull the money out. Why blow $300-$400 of interest when you don't have to?
That's advice from David Hochberg. Good luck to you, John, and thanks for your call. I'm out of time.
Okay. I'll be back
tomorrow.
Should
do this on Saturdays.
We should. Or like every week. Come back. That's not true. That I'd get an invitation, but I'd just show up.
This is your life, isn't it? This is what you do all day long.
That's what I do all day long. I mean, that's a typical. And I'd rather them call us to get that information, right? We made no. You know, if John called me at the office, we're not going to make a penny on John. But John's going to get the right information, and then take that information, maybe share it with a friend, family, coworker, neighbor, who also benefit.
Okay, so they can listen to you Saturdays, or how do they reach out to you?
855-56-DAVID. Go to 56david.com. You can go to wgndavid.com to download podcasts of the show.
You lost 57 pounds.
Yeah.
You should have lost 56 and stayed there because that's your number.
Oh, dang it.
I know. Have one of these McDonald's sandwiches I got.
I'll have
here.
One of those pickles, the half-chewed pickles there.
You go to 56 and then it would be, it'd be a certain symmetry in the universe.
Well, I'm glad you brought it to my attention now, 4 months after I lost all that weight.